This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist, the op-ed editor at the Daily Beast, discussing Kathy Hochul's campaign from Buffalo to win the governorship outright. She's now acting governor. No, she's governor, having been elevated from lieutenant governor with the departure of Andrew Cuomo. Eric Adams is mayor, but there is polling to indicate that Kathy Hochul and Eric Adams are going in different directions on approval rating. What's happened to the mayor? We talked just a week ago, and he was very present at every instance where there was alarm in the city over security. I didn't read any large security story during the week, Harry.
There was the shooting on the trains, of course, and this poll actually was conducted during that, just before and just after. So that may have some impact here. But what's clear is that Adams' numbers have been heading down. His approval rating, which is still positive, is down from 57-29. So that's 28 points positive in February to 49-43, 6 points positive in early May. So less than 3 months, 49% of voters say the crime is the most important single issue. Nothing else is over like 12%. So that is hands down number one. And get this, on crime, Adams has gone from positive 49-35 in February to negative 37-54 now. So that is a 17 plus 24. Wow, a 41 point, I believe, flip in 4 months, or less than 3 months, rather. Excuse me. And I think what's happening is people are not against what Adams is saying the problem is. Many people are not against how he says he wants to handle this broadly. But they're concerned as, until very recently, the numbers have continued to go in the wrong direction. And so talking a good game and having the swagger is obviously not going to be enough. Two quick additional things that I think are of interest. First off, Adams clearly knows this. After decades of the police commissioner giving a monthly crime briefing, a monthly briefing on the crime numbers, they're now switching just in time for the summer, when the numbers always go up, to a quarterly report. And that, to me, is an obvious political and time-saving measure, as he knows, Adams, that he has through the summer, and after this, he owns the issue lock, stock, and barrel. There's no more, I inherited this, there's many rivers. He's either done something or he hasn't. And if he hasn't, it's even worse, given his rhetoric, identifying the problem and saying, hold me responsible for finding a way to fix it. The good news is that in May, even as the overall crime rate this year is up from last year, which is way, way up from before the pandemic, the number of murders and the number of shootings both dropped dramatically just year to year. April last year to April this year, down about 30% in both. So that could be a statistical anomaly or a fluke, or that could be a positive sign that even as the public is running out of patience, his approach is starting to show results. And we'll see more of that over the summer.
The mayor is a very good public speaker. Does that show in the polls, Harry? Because the previous mayor was not convincing on the stand. You always felt that Bill de Blasio was uncomfortable making public announcements. He preferred that the sitting there during the epidemic giving us numbers rather than exchanging thoughts. Eric Adams is very good at Q&A. Does that show up?
No. And I'm unsurprised, because I think policy-wise, there's less daylight between him and de Blasio, who are political allies, than you think. I much prefer Adams tonally. I like the way he speaks and answers questions. I appreciate the fact that he shows up instead of just doing staged events. I think there's a lot that's really admirable about him. But fundamentally, the question is, what results are you achieving? And having said, judge me on restoring public safety. He's either going to get that done or not, and I don't think there's any way to talk his way out of that. That said, I think showing up at crime scenes, stressing this is an issue, and applying what pressure or persuasion he can is a good and admirable thing to do. That may reap benefits for him. I just think that those benefits are in terms of setting a tone that will actually lead to results, as opposed to convincing people through his rhetoric that things are better or worse than they appear. I don't think this mayor, the previous one, or really anyone has much ability to do that in the long term.
I see in a Quinnipiac poll that the governor, Kathy Hochul, has a higher approval rating than the mayor right now. Is that significant, Harry, or is it just an oddity of the polling at this time?
Oddity of the polling at this time. She's running right now and has ads up. He has run and does not. I think that's mostly a question of where they are in their political life cycles at the moment.
Harry Siegel for the New York Daily News, watching very carefully two major significant decision makers in New York State during the recovery. Eric Adams, whom will have not much to say as the weather gets better and that there are more people on the street. We'll see whether the safety and security return. And Kathy Hochul of Buffalo. I'm sure the Sheehan brothers are smiling because Tammany Hall apparently approves of a Buffalo Bills stadium for $600 million. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashner.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.